At least one of two yearling grizzly bears who were recently orphaned when the BC Conservation Officer Service killed their mother and sibling 2 weeks ago turned up last weekend in the resort community of Christina Lake,
approximately 120 kilometers southwest of Nelson.
The bear was spotted wearing a radio collar and had an ear tag, making it identifiable as one of the yearling cubs that were relocated from the Nelson area on Friday, August 14th, after their mother was killed. Lisa Thompson, community coordinator with WildSafe BC Nelson, confirmed in an email that the bear is one of those relocated from the Nelson area. She said that she surmised it was one of the yearlings based on the timing and the bear's physical appearance, as well as its ear tag and radio collar. She says that the ministry confirmed to her that both bears are being monitored via their radio collars. Thompson added that she does not know where the bears had been relocated initially. She says that on the basis of the bears having appeared in Christina Lake, she suspected they were taken somewhere up near the Paulson Summit. Other sources have also suggested that the bears were moved to a location in Gladstone Provincial Park in the mountains northeast of Christina Lake. But neither the Conservation Officer Service nor the Ministry of Environment and Parks has confirmed that information. As of Tuesday morning, there were multiple reports of sightings of the yearling grizzly on a Christina Lake community Facebook page. Many commenters expressed concern that the bear would be getting into garbage and barbecues in the community. Others worried that if residents in the Christina Lake area reported the bear's activities and location to the Conservation Officer Service, it would meet the same fate as its mother and sibling. On Tuesday morning, a government communications officer shared confirmation from the Ministry of Environment and Parks that both bears were still alive and being monitored by the Conservation Officer Service. The second bear may not have descended from the mountains with its sibling. WildSafe's Thompson, however, said that she understands why a grizzly might seek refuge in a community close to humans. She said grizzlies do move in close proximity to people as a means of self-preservation in times of vulnerability. She also noted that she suspects these bears are considered as displaying signs of human habituation and food conditioning. She hoped that they would move away from populated areas and continue to thrive in the wilderness. MLA Brittany Anderson echoed Thompson's sentiment and said in an emailed statement, "I understand how deeply people here care about bears and all animals, and I know the community is hurting right now." Anderson said that conservation officers take their jobs very seriously and do everything in their power to avoid dispatching animals. She also noted that the two remaining cubs are being monitored closely, and she believes everyone involved hopes that we can avoid dispatching any more bears. Finally, she said, people in the area can help with a better outcome by ensuring they are securing their food and other attractants properly. David Karn, a spokesperson for the Conservation Officer Service, acknowledged in an email that the recent situation with the grizzly bear family has generated frustration in people across the province and beyond. "This has been an emotional situation for everyone involved, including conservation officers and wildlife biologists, who are sometimes required to make difficult decisions in challenging circumstances to protect public safety," he said, adding that these decisions are never made lightly. While many people may disagree with the outcome, he said, it is important to understand that the decision was based on years of monitoring, a comprehensive assessment of the bear's behavior, and the increasing risk to public safety. He continued, it was not based on a single incident or season. Human-wildlife conflict guidelines require consideration of an animal's full history and overall risk. In this case, intervention was deemed necessary to prevent a potentially serious encounter. Any bear death is an unfortunate outcome that we work hard to prevent. Too often, bears become food conditioned because attractants are not properly secured. With fall approaching, it is more important than ever to secure attractants and help reduce human-wildlife conflicts," said Karn. Only time will tell what fate has in store for the two yearling cubs that have been relocated. Kootenai Co-op Radio put further questions to the Conservation Officer Service regarding the current status of the cubs, but no further information was available by deadline. For Kootenai Co-op Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jamie Frederick.